Hey, it's Jacob Goldstein from Business History. In our new series, American Genius, we tell the stories of three great writers who changed the way business works in America. Our first episode is about Benjamin Franklin, who, among many other things, was a best-selling business writer. Take a listen.
He's writing this much later in his life, consciously creating this image of himself. And I do want to emphasize how unusual this model is at the time, this self-made man myth, because you don't want to be self-made. It's low class to be self-made. You know, this idea that we have today is the opposite, right? And it comes from Franklin. Today, there is the derisive term nepo baby.
Well, exactly right. And these days, if you are a billionaire, you had better have a Benjamin Franklin story about starting in a garage, coming up with the idea from nothing.
And here is Benjamin Franklin inventing it right before our eyes.
This has been brought to you by Odoo. To listen to more of our American Genius series, listen to Business History. New episodes release every Wednesday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Save big money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection. Choose from 26 stylish colors and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Celebrate America's 250th with Dish. For a limited time, get an extra $250 off when you sign up. Call 888-ADD-DISH or visit dish.com today and use code DISH250 to claim your $250 savings. That's 888-ADD-DISH. Offer ends August 12th. Terms apply.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
The first time it happened, she was certain she had simply forgotten what day it was. Her father had been gone for nearly 3 years by then. The worst of the grief had passed, replaced by the quieter sadness that settles into everyday life after enough time has gone by. She still thought about him often. Certain songs reminded her of him. So did old pickup trucks, black coffee, and baseball games on summer evenings. The sharp pain of losing him had faded, but the habits of remembering remained. That was why she wasn't particularly alarmed when she heard the familiar sound of his truck pulling into the driveway. She was sitting in the living room reading when she heard the engine outside. The sound immediately caught her attention because it was so familiar. Her father had driven the same truck for almost 20 years, and she knew the sound of it as well as she knew her own voice. Before she even realized what she was doing, she found herself glancing toward the front window. For a brief moment, nothing about the situation felt unusual. Then reality caught up with her. Her father had died 3 years earlier. The realization arrived so suddenly that she actually laughed at herself. She set down her book and walked to the window, expecting to find a neighbor's vehicle or some other perfectly ordinary explanation parked outside. The driveway was empty. She stood there for several seconds, looking up and down the street before eventually returning to the couch. The experience felt strange, but not frightening. People misheard things all the time. Memory had a way of filling in gaps, especially when it involved someone who had once been such a constant part of daily life. By the following morning, she had almost forgotten about it. Life continued much as it always had. She worked during the day, spent evenings at home, and gradually settled back into her normal routine. Nearly 2 weeks passed before anything else happened. This time she was in the kitchen. She had just finished washing dishes when she heard the unmistakable sound of somebody stepping onto the front porch. The old boards creaked beneath the weight exactly as they always had. A second later came the faint rattle of the screen door. The sound stopped her in the middle of drying a plate. Her father had visited almost every Sunday afternoon while he was alive. He never knocked right away. He would climb the porch steps, open the screen door, and spend a few moments looking through whatever mail had accumulated near the front entrance before letting himself inside. The routine had remained unchanged for years. Standing in the kitchen, she suddenly found herself waiting for the next sound. The doorknob never turned. No knock came. After several moments of silence, she walked to the front door and looked outside. The porch was empty. The street beyond it was equally quiet. This time she didn't laugh. She wasn't frightened exactly, but she felt unsettled in a way she couldn't quite explain. The sounds had been so specific. It wasn't a vague noise she could easily dismiss. It had sounded exactly like someone stepping onto the porch and opening the screen door. For the rest of the evening, she found herself replaying the experience in her mind. Eventually, she settled on the most reasonable explanation she could find. Old houses made strange noises. Temperature changes caused wood to expand and contract. Pipes rattled. Wind shifted things. If she listened carefully enough, she could probably convince herself she heard all sorts of familiar sounds. That explanation satisfied her until the following month. The third incident happened just after midnight. She had fallen asleep on the couch while watching television and woke to the sound of footsteps crossing the front porch. The noise immediately pulled her awake because it was followed by something she hadn't heard in years. A cough. Not just any cough. His cough. Her father had developed a persistent cough during the final years of his life. It wasn't particularly loud, but it had a distinctive roughness to it. Family members could identify it instantly. Even now, years later, she would have recognized it anywhere. She sat upright on the couch and listened. The house had gone completely silent. No footsteps followed, and no door opened, and no voice called out. Yet she knew what she had heard, and for the first time she began wondering whether these experiences had less to do with memory than she had been telling herself. The thought bothered her enough that she left several lights on when she finally went to bed. Sleep didn't come easily that night. Lying awake in the darkness, she kept thinking about how familiar the sounds had felt. None of them were dramatic. There were no apparitions, no voices, and nothing she could point to as proof that something paranormal was happening. The experiences were unsettling precisely because they felt so ordinary. It was as though someone was following the exact routines her father had once followed. And the longer she thought about that possibility, the more uncomfortable it became. A week later, she would hear something that made those first incidents seem insignificant. A week later, she learned there was a significant difference between hearing familiar sounds and hearing something that shouldn't have been possible. The evening had been completely ordinary. She stopped for groceries on her way home from work, ate dinner while watching television, and spent an hour reading before heading upstairs. By 10 o'clock, she was getting ready for bed and trying not to think about the strange incidents that had been bothering her for the past several weeks. For the most part, she had convinced herself there was no mystery at all. The human brain was remarkably good at recognizing patterns, and it was entirely possible she had become so accustomed to hearing her father's routines throughout her life that she was unconsciously recreating them. The explanation wasn't particularly exciting, but it was comforting. More importantly, it made sense. That confidence disappeared shortly before midnight. She had just climbed into bed when she heard the sound of a vehicle pulling into the driveway. The noise immediately caught her attention because she wasn't expecting company. Most of her friends knew better than to stop by unannounced that late in the evening, and the house sat far enough back from the road that passing traffic rarely sounded as though it was in the driveway. A moment later, she heard a car door close, followed by another. The sounds continued exactly as they would if somebody had parked outside and was preparing to come inside. At first, she simply listened. Then she realized something that made her stomach tighten. Everything she was hearing sounded familiar. Not vaguely familiar, but specifically familiar. Her father had always parked in exactly the same spot. He always closed the driver's door first before walking around the vehicle and shutting the second door. Even after all those years, she could still picture the routine perfectly. Sitting in bed, she realized she was hearing that same sequence of sounds unfolding outside her house. For several seconds, she remained motionless as footsteps crossed the yard and approached the front porch. The old boards creaked beneath the weight exactly as they always had. A moment later came the faint rattle of the screen door. Then everything stopped. No knock followed. No door opened. The house became completely silent. Eventually, she forced herself out of bed and walked downstairs. Every light remained off as she moved through the dark house and looked through the front window. The driveway was empty. There was no vehicle, no person, and no sign that anyone had been there at all. After grabbing a flashlight from the kitchen, she stepped outside and checked anyway. The cool night air helped steady her nerves, but it did nothing to answer the questions running through her head. The gravel showed no fresh tire tracks, the gate remained closed, and the yard looked exactly as it had when she arrived home from work. By the time she returned inside, she was more unsettled than she wanted to admit. The experience felt different from the previous incidents. Hearing a cough could be explained away. Hearing footsteps on the porch could be dismissed as an old house settling. This had sounded like somebody arriving home. The sounds had followed a sequence. They had unfolded in a familiar order that she knew by heart. The following day, she found herself calling her older brother. She hadn't planned on telling anyone what was happening, but keeping it to herself was becoming increasingly difficult. More than anything, she wanted somebody else to tell her she was overthinking things. Instead, the conversation took an unexpected turn. Her brother listened patiently while she described the sounds she had been hearing. When she finished, there was a long pause before he asked whether she had ever experienced anything unusual in the garage. The question caught her completely off guard. When she told him no, he hesitated before explaining that a few months after their father died, he had been helping their mother clean out old belongings from the garage. While working alone one afternoon, he heard the side door open and close behind him. Assuming their father had returned home for something, he turned around expecting to see him standing there. Nobody was there. At the time, he dismissed it as grief. Listening to him tell the story, she realized she had never heard it before. Her brother admitted there was more. Over the next year, he occasionally heard familiar sounds whenever he visited the house. The garage door opening, footsteps in the workshop, the sound of tools being moved around. Nothing dramatic and nothing he could prove, but enough that he occasionally found himself stopping to listen. Eventually, the experiences became less frequent, and he stopped talking about them altogether. For the first time since the incidents began, she felt something she hadn't expected. Relief. Not because she understood what was happening, but because she finally knew she wasn't the only one. That feeling lasted exactly 3 days. The sound woke her shortly after 2 in the morning. At first, she couldn't identify what she was hearing. She lay in bed listening to the noise and trying to place it. Then recognition arrived all at once. Someone was climbing the stairs. The steps were slow and steady, moving upward one at a time. Her bedroom sat at the end of the upstairs hallway, and there was nowhere else to go once someone reached the second floor. She listened as the footsteps continued their gradual ascent, each step bringing the sound closer to her room. The old staircase creaked softly beneath the weight, just as it always had when someone climbed it during the night. Then the footsteps reached the landing. The house fell silent. For nearly a minute, she remained frozen beneath the blankets, staring toward the bedroom door and listening for any indication that the sounds had been her imagination. The silence stretched on so long that she began convincing herself the noise had stopped altogether. Then she heard movement in the hallway. 3 slow footsteps crossed the floor outside her room before coming to a stop directly in front of the door. She stared at the doorknob, unable to look away as the silence settled over the hallway once more. A moment later, the handle slowly began to turn. For several seconds, she couldn't move. Her eyes remained fixed on the doorknob as it slowly turned and then stopped. The movement wasn't violent. Whoever or whatever was on the other side wasn't trying to force the door open. That somehow made the situation feel worse. The handle moved with the deliberate confidence of someone who expected the door to open. Then it became still again. She sat frozen beneath the blankets, listening so hard that her ears began to hurt. Every muscle in her body felt tense. She expected another attempt. She expected footsteps. She expected something. Instead, the hallway remained completely silent. The silence lasted so long that she eventually began questioning what she had seen. Perhaps she had imagined the movement. Perhaps she had been half asleep. Perhaps fear had convinced her the handle was turning when it had actually remained still. The explanations felt weak, but she clung to them anyway. Eventually, she worked up enough courage to get out of bed. The digital clock beside her bed showed a little after 3 in the morning. She switched on the bedside lamp and stared at the bedroom door for another minute before finally crossing the room. Every instinct told her not to open it, yet the uncertainty felt worse than the fear. When she finally pulled the door open, the hallway was empty. Nothing stood outside. No shadow disappeared around a corner. No footsteps retreated down the stairs. The second floor was exactly as it had always been. She checked every room before finally making her way downstairs. The house was quiet. The doors were locked. The windows were secure. There was no sign that anyone had entered the home. She returned to bed shortly before 4 and spent the remainder of the night staring at the ceiling. Sleep never came. The following morning, she called in sick to work. Part of her wanted to leave the house entirely, but she wasn't sure where she would go. More importantly, she wasn't sure what she would tell anyone. The previous night sounded unbelievable, even inside her own head. She could already imagine the responses she would receive. People would tell her she was exhausted. They would remind her that grief lingered in unexpected ways. Some would suggest she had experienced a vivid dream. The problem was that she knew exactly when she had awakened, that she knew exactly what she had heard, and she knew the doorknob had moved. The rest of the day passed uneventfully. Nothing unusual happened. No footsteps echoed through the house. No phantom sounds came from the driveway or the porch. By evening, she found herself feeling slightly embarrassed about how frightened she had been. The daylight had a way of shrinking the things that seemed overwhelming during the middle of the night. Before going to bed, she called her brother again. This time, the conversation was different. After listening quietly for several minutes, he admitted there was one story he had never shared with anyone. A few weeks after their father's funeral, he had fallen asleep on the couch while visiting their parents' house sometime during the night. He woke up and saw someone standing in the doorway between the living room and the kitchen. At first, he assumed it was their father. The figure looked exactly like him. The height was right. The build was right. Even the posture seemed familiar. For several seconds, he genuinely believed their father was standing there watching television in the middle of the night, just as he had done countless times before. Then he remembered. Their father was gone. The figure disappeared almost immediately afterward. Neither of them spoke for a moment after he finished. What unsettled her wasn't the story itself. It was the fact that her brother had kept it to himself for years. He admitted he had never mentioned it because it sounded impossible and because part of him had always hoped there was a simple explanation. He had missed. She understood completely. Over the following months, the activity gradually faded. The sounds became less frequent. The porch stopped creaking in the middle of the night. She no longer heard vehicles arriving in the driveway when nobody was there. Occasionally, she would still catch herself listening after hearing an unexpected noise, but the incidents themselves became increasingly rare. Eventually, they stopped altogether. Years later, she still wasn't sure what to make of it. She never saw an apparition. She never heard a voice speaking to her from an empty room. Everything she experienced involved familiar routines and familiar sounds. Looking back, that was what made the entire experience so unsettling. Whatever had happened never announced itself as something paranormal. It arrived disguised as ordinary moments she had experienced hundreds of times throughout her life. A truck pulling into the driveway, footsteps crossing the porch, a cough outside a bedroom window, the sound of someone coming home. She still couldn't explain any of it. What she knew for certain was that she hadn't been the only one who experienced it. Her brother had spent years carrying his own story without telling anyone, just as she had nearly done. Neither of them ever found an answer, and eventually they stopped looking for one. Even now, whenever she visits an old family home or hears a familiar sound from another room, she sometimes finds herself thinking about that period of her life. She remembers lying awake in bed, listening to footsteps climb the stairs, and watching a doorknob slowly turn when nobody should have been standing on the other side. More than anything, she remembers how real it all sounded. Not like a ghost, not like a haunting, just like someone she loved coming home one more time.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Celebrate America's 250th with Dish. For a limited time, get an extra $250 off when you sign up. Call 888-ADD-DISH or visit dish.com today and use code DISH250 to claim your $250 savings. That's 888-ADD-DISH. Offer ends August 12th. Terms apply.
Save big money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection. Choose from 26 stylish colors and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Whether it's vehicle technology or supply chain disruptions, the aftermarket is shifting fast. Stay competitive at Apex in Las Vegas, November 3rd through 5th. With global sourcing, hands-on training, and networking, the Apex difference is real. Learn more at apexshow.com/podcast.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.